New to Black Country Radio, Aaron Kernahan. He's the MD of Eclipse, based over in Bromsgrove. We're going to be talking about vaping and vape sensors and all sorts of things afterwards. But before that, it's the first time. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Hi, Steve. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Thanks for coming. What do we need to know about you as a person? Because, well, you know, on this show we say, well, you're managing director and business titles, but we need to know about the people behind it. Tell us about you then.
I'm a very technical person, so but I've always been had a background in sales. So what that's meant is that I can identify issues that customers or people have got and put a technical solution together for them.
I like solving it. What do you do outside of work? Because Neil, we've been talking about Neil and his running and all the other stuff that he does. What do you do outside of that?
Yeah, I'd like to do a bit of running like Neil, but I'm carrying an injury at the moment, so I'm a very keen cyclist and mountain biker.
Oh, okay.
And at home, we spend a lot of time with my partner walking with our three dogs that keep us quite busy.
Oh, see. What? Now, you mentioned the famous word dogs. I always mention my dog at least a few times on this show. Mm. What sort of dogs have you got?
I've got a German Shorthaired Pointer, a German Shorthaired Pointer crossed with a Spaniel. They're both rescue dogs. They're 9 and 14.
So, wow.
Very interesting. And
long-term family members then?
They are. And we've got a new one which is now 10 months old, so we can't really call him a puppy because he's now 27 kilos. He's a German Wirehead Pointer. So there's a pointer trick going on here, isn't there?
Made him to large-sized dogs then?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, good fun.
Yeah, I've got a flat-coated retriever, so that's
sort of... Same sort of size?
Same sort of size, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Long nose is good stuff, take a bit of a... So you're not one of these clever monkeys that takes them out while you're riding your bike, are you? Because I'm always impressed by people who can control their dogs enough to have them on a bike or nearby at the same time.
Yeah, that's the plan with a new one, with a GWP.
Oh, okay.
When I go out in the trails with a mountain bike, do quite a lot in the Forest of Dean, down Brecon Beacons as well. So it'd be good to take him with me, but he's just too young at the moment.
Right.
And maybe hasn't got quite the recall that I'd like him to have, Steve.
Well, dogs are like that. You can train them as well as you like, but if they see something they want to go and say hello to, it's kind of difficult. And if you're on a bike, that must make it even more difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm up for the challenge, though. Maybe next year.
Yeah, so little does... Well, I hope the dog's not listening, but you're in for some good training here by the sound of it. But, yeah, we were just talking about, you know, because you live in... you're in Stokebriar, and Neil does a bit of running on that. So we're lucky around here, aren't we, to be able to wake up in the morning and think, oh, I'll just go to, you know, Kimber and Malvern and Forest of Dean, as you say, is less than an hour probably, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about an hour, yeah.
An hour.
We're spoilt for choice. We've got the Wire Forest as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Just a great outdoor world out there, isn't there? So
yeah.
It's on our doorstep.
We all say how difficult business is and how it fills our heads, but most people who come on this show have always got a bit of an escape. That's what we were talking about, leaving your phone behind when I walk, you know, leaving the phone behind when I walk the dog. That's my switch off from business, and it's my dog's time.
Yep.
So your dogs know when you're thinking about them and when you're focused on something else, I suppose, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. Or they know how to get your attention too.
Yeah. Mine's fairly well trained in that when it gets to about... My office is at home, and mine's got fairly good intuition that when it comes to about 6:15, she decides that's a long enough day from when I started in the morning. And so comes to do it. It's a really clever trick.
Yeah, they've got a good clock on them, haven't they?
They have. I have no idea how it does it. They don't spend any time looking at their phone and their watch, but they know when it's time for you to finish, don't they?
Yeah, maybe we could learn something from them.
I think we can always learn from dogs, can't we? We're actually going to talk about your company and your business in a minute.